Welcome to the CE Pro Podcast. I'm editor Arlen Schweiger. This week, we have back one of our favorite guests here on the podcast, Together for Cinema founder and industry do-gooder, Ian Morrish. This time around, Ian updates us on Together for Cinema's 2023 Children's Hospice Home Theater projects, donations, and sponsors, as well as the group's new status as a community interest company and another big fundraiser event happening in July, all on this week's podcast episode. Welcome back to the CE Pro Podcast, Ian.
Thank you, Alan. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Great. Well, it's great to have you again. I think we were just recounting that I think you've been on about once a year now ever since CE Pro started the podcast. So it's great to get the updates.
Well, really grateful that you and your audience have an interest, which is great.
Yeah. And so this update is going to be particularly special for you to tell us about. You've had a lot of things happen so far in just the first few months of 2023, Ian. So why don't you start us off by reminding everyone what Together for Cinema does and what has gone on earlier this year as far as a change in status for the group.
Sure, yeah, no problem. Together for Cinema, and for those of you who don't know, is basically an AV industry good cause, a formalized company that looks to work with the industry to install cinema rooms into children's hospices and other deserving venues that look after children and adults with challenging conditions. And we also now start to recycle a few items to good causes as well. So that's what we do, what we've had happen this year. We finally got to the point where, it wasn't really sustainable for Together for Cinema to be just me running it, through my sole trader business. It had to be formalized. The engagement with the industry was comprehensive, and it needed to be formalized. So we looked at becoming a charity, and my gosh, that's a registered charity. That's hugely complex. It really is. So we ended up becoming a, because this is something the government set up in 2005, we became a community interest company. And that's what we are now. And it's very exciting. It was just great to formalize it. Sort of grows it up and gives it a bit more security.
Excellent. Well, congratulations on that. So that's better known, I guess, as CIC for short. Ian, tell us about that process. I know when I've talked to you in the past, it's something that you've been working on. So clearly it was a process. Oh, yeah. And there were certain options that you had to look into. Like you said, the others were, probably too complex. But what attracted you to this? Okay. And then what are going to be some of the main benefits of becoming a CIC for Together for Cinema and, the possible end users of these great theaters?
Sure. Well, I mean, the whole process took, from us saying, okay, we're definitely now going to go for the application. We're looking at becoming a charity. That was 5 months ago. It took 5 months to go through the whole process. And we used an agency who were very good. They sort of understood this third sector, as we call it in the UK. And, we had lots of discussions about the charity status, but we just identified so many challenges and so many sort of comprehensive and technical and difficult ways of administration. And we just didn't need it. We're not a normal model for a charity. So they suggested that the KIC, the community interest company status, which we then applied for and of course got. And literally that was only 4 weeks ago. The situation with the KIC, and I'll just read this so I get the wording exactly right. KICs, community interest companies, were interested by the UK government in 2005 under the Companies Act of 2004. They are designed for social enterprises that want to use their profits and assets for the public good. They're intended to be easy to establish with all the flexibility and certainty of the company form, but with some special features to ensure they're working for the benefit of the community. And they're overseen by the regulator of community interest companies. So that's the sort of technical line. The formal line. What it means is it formalizes Together for Cinema and makes it a sort of a protected organization that has a legally and binding obligation to deliver to the community, to be not-for-profit, And the money's, you know, the surplus rolls year on year. So, you know, all the money's is protected. So, you know, we've got a really good structure going forward now. And it's just very exciting. I've been doing this 14 years. So it's very exciting for it to grow up.
Excellent. So very, so like you said, everything is very formalized, official. Now, when you start spreading the, you know, the word about what the company does, you have this kick designation in there that really kind of, I guess, sort of just underscores everything and validates everything. Ian, I'm not even sure. Is there an equivalent of this in the United States?
I don't know, actually. It was, I mean, it was something introduced by our government in 2005. So
yeah, relatively new over there.
Yeah. Give Mr. Biden a call, see what he says.
We'll see about that. Now, in terms of part of the formalization of this, you put together a very strong team of directors to work with you, I guess, advisors. Tell us about these individuals. We know some of the names from past projects that you've done and past podcasts. Tell us about this quartet of people and what they'll be responsible for.
Well, firstly, there are so many people who have helped us get to where we are. And I just pointless trying to list them. There's hundreds. But, you know, we used to have a steering committee and they were integral in getting us to the sort of point of becoming a CIC. But with the CIC, we only needed limited directors. So we have four. So clearly I'm one of those directors. And the three other directors, there are two from industry and one outside of the industry, which I think adds a really good objective point of view. But the two from industry are Melanie Malcolm from a company called Bespoke Home Cinemas, who's based up in Leeds in Northern England. And she sits on the CDA board as well, currently the global board, hugely committed and has been a real benefit to get where we are.
Right. Very well known integrator, even on this side of the pond.
Yeah, I think she is. I think she is. And her husband do incredible installs.
Right.
You know, she's very, very giving of her time to CDA as well. So she's a real asset.
Yeah, that was a great, great selection.
Absolutely. The second director, or the third director, so myself, Melanie, the third director is Chris Pinder, who some of you may have heard of. He runs and owns HD Anywhere and a distribution company called 1AV in the UK. But when I use the word runs a company to Chris, it always makes me think of what he did last year. He basically ran six marathons in 6 days in the desert and raised about just over £46,000 for us. Now, the great news is, just quickly jumping in, because we're now formalized, we now have a new bank account, and that money is now coming into the bank account. You know, before it was going sort of into my personal sole trader account, now it's going into the formalized CIC account. But Chris is absolutely, he is so committed to the community delivery that we are, as Together for Cinema and the four directors, making happen. And
and we were so happy to share his story last year. After he had that ultra marathon on the podcast, and you know, definitely put that link, you know, certainly in this story, so people can look back on that and see exactly what Chris did, and then tell us. There's one more on the director.
I'll just finish off on Chris. What he did last year was incredible. He's now talking to me about something just a little bit more extreme. So he's a great guy, but I think he's slightly deranged. Now he's amazing. He's an amazing chap, and he's so planning something else for next year.
Yeah, more extreme than six marathons in 6 days in the desert. Can't wait to hear about that.
Yeah, neither can I. I think he's bonkers, but still. But it's really exciting, and he's very driven. Clearly, the fourth director actually is somebody who lives locally to me. He's a friend of mine. But who's been in the Together for Cinema journey over the last 10 years. You know, we go cycling together, and he's very objective. He's a brilliant guy. He runs his own business into the project management. But, you know, he's the sort of guy who says something, why don't you think about this? And everyone goes, of course, that's what we should do. So those are the four directors. All add something very different.
And who is that again?
Sorry, it's a gentleman called David Parrott. So Dave Parrott, and to say he's about 150 yards away from me, where I live.
And what's his company?
He has a company called Kadima, C-A-D-A-E-M-A, Kadima Consultancy Services. So he's a sort of facilities management consultant. But as I say, just hugely objective and knows Melanie and Chris. So we've all had lots of meetings. And we're having a lunch to finally getting together in September. So that'll be nice. So that's the structure going forward. And I think it's been received very well.
Fantastic. Now, also earlier in 2023, and I should say that, you know, we're recording this right at the end of March, almost in April. But last month you had the ISE show. Was that something that you attended? And what were, if you did, what were some of those meetings like? I imagine you were talking to a lot of potential vendors and, and other manufacturers.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great show. I mean, firstly, nice to see ISE back on its feet. As you may or may not know, I used to work there for 13 years, so sort of helped build it to what it is. So great to see it back after, you know, the COVID issues. We had a great show. CDO very kindly let me use their stand as a base, and I think I had 43 photographs taken with sponsors, you know, with the little sponsor plaque, the little smile, and so on. But lots and lots of conversations with various people about installation support or product support, or just learning a bit more about what we do. And it's not all about giving money or product or installation services, I think. You know, I'm very, very keen for people to understand what we do. It's a good thing. It's simply a good thing. And the more people that understand about Together for Cinema and how we make this happen, the better. I hear of so many things spin off good things that happen because people are aware of Together for Cinema. So, you know, it was great to get the word out a little bit more.
Right. Ian, along those lines, in terms of sponsors and vendors and where they can help, where it's needed most, what are some of the things that you're looking for more? Is it the money? Is it the equipment, the time and labor, things like that?
Yeah.
How can you continue that message out, and where can vendors get a hold of you?
Yeah, sure. Well, we have a website, www.togetherforcinema.co.uk. Everything is on there, all of our installs and our history and so on. So anyone can go there, please do. Obviously, they can contact me through that. But I think in terms of, you know, money, product, installation services, yeah, absolutely. We need all of those to operate. But the installation services I generally source, because once I find a venue, which is the first process, I then need to find an installer. So this is where CDA helps. You know, how many installers have you got in the Northampton area? And they'll help me. So we find the installer, then we find the products. But the products, the installer's got to be happy to install them. So they tend to sort of govern a little bit. I'll tell them who I'm working with. And that generally is not the hardest part. The hardest part really is the monies, of course. And now we've got this sort of more secure structure. Any monies, it's secure. You know, it absolutely goes with the CIC account. If there is a surplus, it rolls. It doesn't go as a profit and get taxed on and so on. So I think the first thing is I think with the installation of products, generally that is me going out and sourcing. So I'm proactive to secure that. Obviously proactive on sponsorship, but I have to say, and without this trying to be an appeal, it's not intended to be, we do great stuff. We make a real difference. And if anybody wants to jump on board, you know, we would be happy to have you as sponsors. We have just over 60 sponsors, and they're all again on the website, you know, ranging from some big brands to smaller installers and so on, distributors, manufacturers, and so on. So anybody who wants to help make a difference, you can. Please do.
Yeah, and you can find a range of those case studies as well on CE Pro. We love posting them. They're beautiful home theaters. And like you said, some big names, if you know, just you know, we get some that obviously when you get a company like Snap One behind these projects, you're talking about a lot of brands and, you know, many others that you can go on about. So speaking of the project.
I don't mention any brands because you've mentioned one, but I won't mention any because I'll forget. Right. Just to make this, I'm very kind. But so many companies are supported.
Right. Really. So I'll just, mention that one. We'll leave it at that and have people go to check out the website and to see,
absolutely,
see more about them. We've had them in the magazine as well. So speaking of the projects, Ian, what's on tap for 2023? I know there's a lot that's going on. I don't know what you've already done, but what's been going on project-wise?
Well, the quarter of 2023, I think, has been focused with the CRC status and getting the bank account sorted and securing the funding and tying up a few loose ends from last year. So actually, I've got an opening on April the 24th. 21st of a cinema room that was finished in November. So just delay. We have 7 more installs that we're working on this year in various locations in the UK. And again, we're starting with those. We've got installers for them all. We've got a kit list for four of them, five of them, I think. I've appealed for three lots of, you know, we're in motion with those. Now, they take time to pull together. You know, I'm not a professional installer. I don't have a team of installers. I'm driving various installation companies and securing product from lots of different manufacturers, distributors, and so on. So there's seven installations that will happen this year in various locations in the UK. Along with that, we're also organizing a very exciting ball or a celebratory dinner in May next year, which will celebrate Together for Cinema hitting £1 million worth of good cause donated into cinema room installations in the UK. We'll hit that point probably in June, July this year, but we want to make sure we hit it. So we're going to do the ball in the, sorry, the ball. It's a dinner as opposed to a dance. The dinner in May next year. So that's exciting, you know, organizing that, looking at the budget, selling tickets and so on. So that's our sort of year brief for 2023. Seven installs and organizing a big dinner.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Excellent things going on with the group for sure.
Yeah.
And when you say that you have an opening coming up in April, I know from reading about some of the past, is this one of those grand openings where you might even get, you know, a UK actor to come there? And I don't know if you need to, you know, give out any names or tease anything. where's the opening being held, and you know what details can you give?
Well, this one is in a place called Demelza Children's Hospice in Sittingbourne in Kent, in southeast England. And sadly, I don't believe we're going to have a superstar celeb there. We have had a couple. It's quite a low key event. So there'll be myself, hopefully two of the installation team there, maybe one or two of the families, and some of the care team from Demelza. It's great having a celeb there. It always adds a little bit of PR ability to it. But I don't think on this occasion we're going to have a celeb. So you never know. Never say never. They might turn up with someone. We'll see.
Right. Who are some of the people that you've had in the past?
Gosh, well, we've had some. I mean, we had an Oscar winner in August, a lady called Rachel Shenton, who won an Oscar for a short film that she wrote and starred in. That was very exciting. We had another actor, a chap from a film called Fisherman's Friend. I think it's now, God, it's terrible. But we've had some super people attend. Lord Bewley in the UK. I'm now you put me on the spot.
There was an actress, I think, from a popular Netflix series over there, who attended one of them. I don't know. It's good stuff.
Oh God. Well, we had an actor called Ben Batt, who was in a Netflix series over here. So we've had various people. We've had various news presenters. We've had sports presenters. We've had the ex-chairman of the RFU, the Rugby Football Union, who's supporting of us. And we're very fortunate. There are lots of people who are attending. We've had ex-pop stars and all this kind of thing. So
yeah, it's great for you to get some just some local news coverage, right? When these kind of things happen, because you've been able to be on, I believe, the BBC, right?
Correct. Yeah, we've been on the BBC, I think, three or four times now. The regional BBC. I'm hoping that when we hit the £1 million mark and you know, the story is a bit stronger, we might get on national, but we'll see. I mean, it's nice that at least they cover it. The BBC, bless them, they're fabulous at reporting, but they do like to cover what they want. So when we had our Oscar-winning actress on, who opened a venue in Stoke, I sort of felt the whole focus was on her, and that's absolutely fine. But I felt they could have been a bit more giving of Together for Cinema time. But the focus was on Rachel Shenton, who's got an Oscar, and why not? She's much prettier than me, let's put it that way.
Right. Well, hey, you know, you're going to keep doing the projects and keep at it. And so all these opportunities keep presenting themselves for sure. Ian,
absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, on that note, before we end here, is there anything else going on the roadmap, or any visions, any dreams that you have that you'd like to work on, you know, between 2023 for the rest of this 2024? I know you have some long-term plans as well that you're thinking about.
I think, yes. I mean, firstly, it's more of the same. You know, why would we change the winning recipe? We're making a proper difference. Next year, 2024, we'll have the dinner. 300 people sitting around celebrating what we've achieved. You know, and everybody there has made this happen. You know, it's not now about Ian Morris. This is about an industry that has really come together. So that'd be lovely to have 300 people having a dinner and a chat and so on. More of the same, more good calls and installations. But I think one of the exciting things that I've spoken a lot about recently is a structured recycling program, be it from the residential side or the commercial side of the AV industry, for Together for Cinema to be a conduit of sorts. And I don't know how, you know, we may need to have a separate division to do this, but a conduit of recycling B stock, secondhand stock, and discontinued stock to good causes. Now, we know there's a load of stock sitting in every single AV warehouse in the country, and so much kit that's just gathering dust. And there are so many venues. Now, it's trying to marry those up together. And that's going to be the challenge, because I have on my database about 150 venues. There are probably 1,000, 1,500 venues that could benefit from donations such as this. So that, you know, develop that. That's year sort of 3 to 5. And then years 5 to 7, I think, you know, I'm getting on a bit. Now, probably somebody younger needs to come in and give it a bit more energy. But it's really shaping and creating the foundation for strength for the future. And then I'll quietly toddle off, just remain as a director and work maybe a few less hours.
Great. Well, hopefully we can get a lot of that recycled gear over, you know, even from America and work with that, because, you know, there's definitely, like you said, a ton of great causes to keep going with. So with that, Ian Morris, Together for Cinema founder, and now a community interest company. Thanks again for joining the CE Pro podcast and updating us on the great happenings with Together for Cinema.
My pleasure, Alan. Thank you so much. And thank your audience for their interest as well. Really much appreciated.